Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Gordon Basham is with us this morning in studio. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Monday, November 19th. We'll take a look at gasoline prices heading into this Thanksgiving week.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Some good news, we're going to be about 15 degrees warmer than yesterday, but another cold front does move in this afternoon. How will that affect our temperature tonight and tomorrow? Our complete forecast is on the way.
We learned a lot about what is on President Trump's mind. He did a wide-ranging interview with Fox yesterday.
Concerning the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi, intel officials say the Saudi crown prince is involved, but the president said on Fox News Sunday that's not what he hears.
He told me that he had nothing to do with it. He told me that, I would say, maybe five times.
And following the midterms, the president looked past GOP losses in House races to focus on success in the other chamber.
We now have 53 as opposed to 51. And we have 53 great senators in the U.S. Senate.
The president says he'll do more campaigning, scheduling stops in Mississippi before a Senate runoff there next week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Regular grade gas prices nationwide have dropped 12 cents a gallon as Thanksgiving week approaches. While some believe gas prices tend to increase during big travel holidays, Trilby Lundberg with the Lundberg Survey says, which monitors the gas prices nationwide, says drivers could expect more drops.
I think the likelihood right now is for a bit more decline at the pump. That's because crude oil prices don't have any immediate change on the horizon for a change in the overall supply and demand globally. Chances are we will see a few more pennies decline at the pump.
The average gas price is now $2.72 over the past 6 weeks. That's across the country. It's also the lowest price since March of this year.
Police are starting to use a high crash area sign for busy intersections around Wichita, trying to reduce accidents. The sign can be moved to and from different locations weekly. It's often moved to areas where there are a lot of complaints, like Rock and Kellogg or 21st and Woodlawn. The solar-powered sign warns drivers of possible hazards ahead. It also helps police collect data so they can detect trends in speeds being higher at certain times of the day. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says distracted driving claimed nearly 3,500 lives in 2016. Wichita police encourage drivers put those phones down, pay attention while driving.
Kansas Governor Jeff Collier is asking a Leavenworth County commissioner to resign.
The call comes days after Lewis Klimp made the racist comments during a public meeting. In a statement, Collier says that racial and discriminative language have no place in our society, especially when spoken by someone holding a public office. Klimp's term ends on January 15th and has said the remarks were a joke. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
It was a busy Saturday morning for Wichita firefighters.
Wichita fire crews battled a building fire in the 3600 block of North Hydraulic. It happened just after 9 o'clock. When the first units arrived, heavy smoke was showing, but the sprinkler activation system put the majority of the fire out. Then after 10:30, a house fire was reported in the 2400 block of South Washington. Heavy smoke was showing there, too, but crews were able to knock the fire down in short order. And just after 11 o'clock, an apartment fire was reported in the 1000 block of South Woodlawn at the Park East Townhomes. Heavy smoke and flames were showing from the attic of the two-story structure. As more than a dozen units battled the blaze, they called in a second alarm. There's no word on what caused these fires, and no damage estimates are available at this time. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Pentagon and Homeland Security Departments are teaming up to defend the nation against cyber threats. Fox's Rachel Sutherland reports from Washington with Securing America.
Secretaries Jim Mattis and Kirstjen Nielsen signed a joint memorandum laying out a framework for working with the private sector to protect critical infrastructure. Kenneth Rapuano, Assistant Defense Secretary for Homeland Defense and Global Security.
This is a major step forward in fostering closer cooperation and marks a sea change in the level of collaboration between our departments.
But budget constraints are a problem. Lawmakers suggested the Homeland Security Department might need an additional $1 billion to fund the cybersecurity effort. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
It is 7:05 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. We have a new champion in the world of sports and, some stew you did not want to eat. We'll have those details next. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have a new champion in the Monster Energy Cup Series in NASCAR.
The 21st victory of his Monster Energy Cup career may be the sweetest of all for the driver of the number 22, Joey Logano, taking the checkered flag in the Ford EcoBoost 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway to claim the Monster Energy Cup for the first time in his career, beating out three previous champs in Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, and Kyle Busch, who finished second through fourth behind him. It's Logano's first win at Homestead and his third of the season, leading 80 laps, most importantly, taking the lead from Truex on lap 256 of 267 and hanging on for the victory. Worth noting that Logano is now the 33rd different Cup Series champion and the first from the state of Connecticut. From Homestead Miami Speedway, Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Hundreds fall ill following a Carolina church barbecue. Fox's Karen McHugh with the details.
If you tried the Brunswick stew at a North Carolina church barbecue back on November 1st, chances are you're sorry you did. Cabarrus County health officials say in the days immediately following the food fest at the Poplar Tent Presbyterian Church in Kannapolis, nearly 300 people were sickened. The barbecue pork and coleslaw were also tested, but the stew proved to be contaminated with the C. perfringens bacteria. Those affected usually come down with cramps and diarrhea within 24 hours, and it lasts for 24 hours. The C. perfringens bacteria is usually found in foods that have been prepared in large quantities, then kept warm for hours prior to serving. The church barbecue has been an annual fall event for more than 70 years. Next time, I'd think twice about that Brunswick stew. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Ooh, man. A lot of things we talk about this time of year make me hungry. That story did not make me hungry.
Right.
It is 7:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at the streets of Wichita. Traffic update with Jad Chambers.
We've got some heavy traffic right now on I-135. You'll want to watch out north and southbound right around Kellogg. That seems to be the heaviest area of traffic out there at the moment. The gasoline prices in Wichita coming down at the bottom end. I'm seeing $2.19 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Thank you, Jad. And now let's take a look at our weather forecast and find out what's going on here on Thanksgiving week. Let's check in the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast from meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Fantastic. I must tell
good,
you, I'm a little surprised you're with us this morning. I figured KSN would give you the whole Thanksgiving week off.
Oh, no. Listen, I like being here, though, especially when we've got some fantastic weather to talk about for all the holiday travelers out there. Looks like things are going to be just fine. So, yeah, in all seriousness, I am happy to be here to be able to deliver that good news to everybody. And if you do want to show your kindness, because I'll be here on Thursday as well, I wouldn't mind maybe if you dropped off a plate or two off at the station. I'll go ahead and accept that offer.
That charitable Thanksgiving spirit coming your way.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, you touched on it. It's Thanksgiving week, and sometimes it's just a nightmare for nationwide travelers. But this year, it's shaping up pretty good.
Yeah, even outside of Kansas, not really seeing too many major storm systems, at least between now and Thanksgiving Day. After that, I think there's going to be a couple of systems that we'll have to watch for, mainly Friday and Sunday. That's where it's looking like we could see a little bit of rain and then possibly even a wintry mix towards the end of the weekend. Before we get into that, though, it's going to be a pretty nice day today. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. High of 51. Definitely looking and feeling a lot better than not only yesterday, but really the entire weekend. It was just a cold and cloudy weekend. So seeing more sunshine today, as well as some milder temperatures a little bit later on this afternoon. Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows falling back down into the freezer, down into the middle 20s, and then mostly sunny skies all day tomorrow. High of of 50. So looking and feeling a lot like today. But then as we get closer to Thanksgiving, Wednesday, especially Thanksgiving Day, highs getting closer to the upper 50s, nearing 60 for a lot of us out there.
Which puts us right, yeah, in the normal range, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right around normal for this time of year. And then right now, sitting at 23 degrees with a south wind at 5 miles per hour. But even though those winds pretty light, enough to make it feel a little bit colder out there. Feels more like 17. But other than that, not really too many bumps in the roads, not only today, but really over the next few days, at least leading up to Thanksgiving.
I was a little confused. I thought I heard about maybe, is there a front coming through at some point? But it's not going to affect us very much, is it?
No, that's going to be today, and it's going to be a dry, cold front.
Okay.
There were a few isolated flurries, actually way up north in some of our Nebraska counties. I'm talking about far southwestern Nebraska. But other than that, we're not going to see any precipitation from this next front. And that's what's going to keep us at 50 degrees tomorrow as well. So not really seeing a whole lot of warming over the next 48 hours.
Ronnell, keep us updated as the week goes along, all right?
Of course. All right.
And you have a good week. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
We'll check in with you
too.
Again tomorrow morning. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. As always, good information from meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Thanks, Ronnell. It is 7:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, of course, on Monday mornings, we always take a little focus on crime and see if we can break a case or two open. Let's get a Crime Stoppers update, as always, from Detective Wendy Hummel. Good morning, Detective.
Like a scanner.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Well, let's. What is our focus today on Crime Stoppers heading into the week?
This week, we're featuring a cold case homicide. It happened about 4 years ago on October 9th, 2014. Close to 11 o'clock at night, officers were dispatched to a residence 1500 block of North Minnesota. When they arrived, they found the victim, in this case, his name is Nathaniel Ronnell Jackson. He was inside the residence, and he was deceased from a gunshot wound. What the officers and the investigators learned was that there were a lot of people that had come and go from this residence throughout the day, and there was some sort of an altercation that broke out, and shots were fired, and Mr. Jackson was hit. So we still don't really have a lot of information. Investigators have obviously been working on this case for several years, but still need to talk to anyone who may have any information. Like I said, there were a lot of people that had come and gone from the residence throughout that day.
And we've talked about this before, Detective. These cases that linger and go unsolved for a long period of time, so frustrating to family and friends and the investigators that are working on this. And just it could just be a tip. It could just be a little thing that might be a break in a case like this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in this case, I do know that the family really would like some closure. So hopefully somebody hears this, somebody goes to our website or our social media page, they take a look and they decide to come forward. And again, keeping in mind with Crime Stoppers, your information that you provide is always anonymous. And so if you've got some information, you don't want to let the police know who you are. Obviously, that's the ideal situation, is to identify yourself and be a witness. But the alternative is to call Crime Stoppers.
And if someone has a tip, how may they pass that along?
Well, we've got three ways. We have a 24-hour call center, so they can call 267-2111. We also have an app that people can download on their smartphone. It's called the P3 app. Or they can go to the website and do an anonymous tip through the website as well.
Well, we thank you for being with us this morning, and let's hope we can solve some. And then, by the way, this Crime Stoppers works for any crime. If you have information on anything that might be useful, that number and those avenues to reach you work as well for any crimes.
Yeah, that's right. And our board will pay out on any unsolved felony crime. That's correct.
All right. I see you did not get the whole week off either. Chief Ramsey is making you work this week here on Thanksgiving.
Well, actually, I'm working a little bit from home today and having to take the rest of the day off. My whole family's off, and so I'm actually not physically leaving my house today.
Well, see, so it's us here at KNSS that is making you work today. You're having to get up early to do this.
That's exactly right. I had to set my alarm to do this, so I'm technically working because I normally would not have been up this early.
All right. Well, then we doubly appreciate it. Thanks, Detective. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
We appreciate it. That's Wendy Hummel, Detective at the Wichita Police Department. She checks in with us every Monday morning with some information on Crime Stoppers. And once again, that's always a good idea to try to tweak some of those cases and put it back in the public memory a little bit into the forefront and see if we can solve some of those unsolved cases that have gone on through the years. And Wichita and Crime Stoppers all through the years has done a fantastic job getting that done. It is 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's check out what's going on in the world of sports. And we start out with a huge Monday night football game tonight out in the Coliseum in Los Angeles. Two of the top teams in the NFL are squaring off on Monday night football, the Chiefs and the Rams. Both teams are 9-1 on the season. The Chiefs have won their last six matchups with the Rams. It's the first time they're meeting since the Rams moved back to Los Angeles. Rams are 3.5-point favorites. They are unbeaten on home turf at the Coliseum this year. Now, this game was originally scheduled to be played in Mexico City, but you might remember that that field in Mexico City completely torn to pieces, and the NFL moved the game to Los Angeles. Here's Chiefs quarterback Pat Mahomes talking about the game not being played in Mexico City.
It's disappointing for sure, just because just seeing that environment and seeing the fan base and how excited they were for the game. You wanted to get out there and be in front of all those people and be able to show them the American football and everything that we're doing here. But we're still going to be excited to play on Monday night in L.A., and that will be another great environment for us to get to go out and play against a really good team.
There you go. The Chiefs and the Rams are both 9-1. Tied for the top record in the league, along with the New Orleans Saints, who are also 9-1. Big one tonight, Chiefs-Rams in L.A. Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, will start pregame coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will kick off at 7:15, and that is all live right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. College football news coming out of Lawrence, Kansas yesterday, as Kansas has named a new head football coach. It is a guy that is a big name, Les Miles, who won a national championship at Louisiana State 11 years ago. Miles also has been the head coach in this conference at Oklahoma State before he went to LSU. There you go. Les Miles takes over for the Jayhawks after this season finishes. David Beatty still has one more game as KU head football coach against Texas on Friday in Lawrence. After that, Les Miles takes over. Let's hear from the new KU football coach.
Recruiting. We're going to recruit with honesty and integrity. We're going to walk into a home and we're going to tell a young man, let's talk about your major. What's your, what do you want to study? And then we're going to talk to him about a, opportunity to play. What's your opportunity like? We want to show you that this guy's going to graduate and this guy's going to graduate, and we're playing the style of ball that you would enjoy and be a, and have fun in and prosper and very possibly play in the NFL.
There you go. Les Miles has signed a 5-year deal with the Jayhawks for $13.8 million. It'll pay him about $2.8 million annually. Les Miles takes over as football coach at KU. Usually on Monday night, we have coaches' shows for the Shockers here on KNSS, but tonight we do not. Taking a week off for Thanksgiving week, so no coaches' shows tonight on KNSS. We'll pick that up again a week from tonight. College men's basketball yesterday in Charleston, South Carolina, the fifth-place game, saw the Shockers lose to Alabama in a high-scoring one, 90-86, as the Shocks scored 52 points in the second half, tried to come back from 12 points down at the half, but couldn't quite make it. Alabama rarely missed a free throw in this one, 31 of 33 at the free throw line. And that the Shockers just never could catch up because Alabama wouldn't miss free throws, and the Shocks couldn't get defensive stops. Marcus McDuffie led the Shocks with 26 points, and freshman Dexter Dennis had a career-high 19 in that Shocker setback. Wichita State falls to 2-3 on the season. We do have a men's basketball action tonight for Kansas State in the championship game of the U.S. Virgin Islands Paradise Jam. It'll be 12th-ranked Kansas State taking on Missouri. Missouri is 3-1. The Cats are 4-0. Old-time conference rivals back from the Big 8 and Big 12. That one will tip off at 6:30 tonight in the Virgin Islands between K-State and Missouri. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. It is 7:23 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for traffic and weather. And Research says liberals lack a belief in God. More on that on Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update coming up on KNSS. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break here on KNSS. Mm. Of course, Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area. Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. Now, you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office. Here's the phone number, 267-3771, or you can go online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
KNSS New. Oop, Jad already went for his coffee. It's 7:23 here at KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.